Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Consumers prefer the real thing. Meat scientist Travis O'Quinn's got some explaining to do in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know there's some great nutrition news out there for the beef industry when it comes to beef and babies. Tell me more.
A growing body of scientific evidence illustrates the beneficial role of beef nutrients for physical and cognitive development in a child's early years. Also, for the first time ever, and this is most important, the 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans Committee addressed the need to provide authoritative guidance regarding nutrition recommendation for children from birth to 24 months of age. Specifically, the committee recommended animal source foods such as beef as a foundational food to support healthy growth for infants and toddlers. To increase awareness of the scientific evidence supporting beef as a first food for infants, the Beef Checkoff has hosted virtual events for more than 1,200 health experts, created videos for social media, and will continue outreach to dietitians and other health professionals, including those in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your Beef Checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. You might call it an in-depth taste test. Dr. Travis O'Quinn, a meat scientist at Kansas State University, led an effort to study the differences that consumers see between ground beef and plant-based substitutes. Fake meat, if you please.
One of the things that if we look at the protein market, specifically ground beef, over the last several years, we've seen more and more of these plant-based ground beef alternatives come to market. We're seeing them now, not just in retail, but in food service. So restaurants are latching on and using these products, many of which have not been tested and really evaluated to compare how they actually do stack up to ground beef. And so our overall goal of this project was to compare several of these different products in direct comparison with ground beef of three different fat levels, 90-10, 80-20, and 70-30, the ones that you would typically see at your grocery store, in direct comparison with these. We were interested in seeing how they ate, how consumers would tell us what they thought about these products, all the way to how they cooked.
So when it came to consumers, ground beef versus the plant-based alternatives.
Most importantly for us is how does that product eat? We've seen a lot of claims that these products do eat very similar to ground beef. And when we actually brought in consumers, so people off the street, to evaluate these products, and we just said, hey, here's some ground beef hamburger patties. Tell us what you think, essentially. And we looked at a lot of different traits, all the things that we think about when we eat hamburgers, tenderness, juiciness, the flavor of the product. And then we asked them questions about how much they liked it overall and how much they would be interested in purchasing the product. The results were pretty stark. Our three ground beef products were highly desirable by consumers. We didn't have many differences among the three different fat levels that we had. Most of the three ground beef treatments behaved exactly the same. But when we compared those to the ground beef alternatives, every one of the ground beef alternatives had a tendency to fall out, specifically in two main traits: juiciness of the product, where they were rated extremely, extremely dry. And then the other part was the flavor of the products. The consumers did not like the flavor of the three products we evaluated in the least bit. They rated that very, very low for flavor liking, which really drove their overall liking scores to where when we looked at our scale on the 100-point scale, there was many of them that were well below 30% of the scale and how much did they like it overall. When you couple that with the question of how likely are you to purchase this product, the three ground beef alternatives that we looked at, none of them were rated higher than a third of the people we evaluated said they would actually purchase that product, all the way down to 18%. And so I don't know about you, but a product that only 18% of the population after they eat it said they would purchase, it's not quite the same as we had with ground beef.
Now, it's important to remember that this was just the meat itself versus the plant alternative. There was no additional condiments. There was nothing else to dress it up or hide the flavor of one side or the other. This was just a straight head-on comparison. Consumer, tell us what you like.
That's exactly right, Eric. We did this in the same manner that we would do any of our other sensory testing. We just focused on the meat product and the meat alternatives in this case alone. So that means we served these consumers a wedge of this ground beef on a plate, and all they were told that it was ground beef. So there's no kind of seasoning. There's no kind of ketchup, mustard, anything that we might have on a hamburger included. It's just the meat itself.
Meat scientist Dr. Travis O'Quinn. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 22nd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 100 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2019 to spring 2020 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and Half Brothers from our top donor dams. For more information and a sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.